Wow.
That's beautiful. I'm kind of feeling the same way the first time I saw you in concert. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Please don't get me wrong about this, but one thing I've noticed about your music is a lot of it seems, well, I especially got this feeling from Strange Fire, that there's a lot of bitterness in the songs. Where does that come from?
Mine may be more bitter than hers, I guess. Would you say that bitterness?
Some of it, well, you can sense
bitterness in that song, definitely.
Actually,
a lot of our new material is really bitter.
Yeah, but we aren't bitter people. That's the funny thing. It's like, I think we, like, take a look at what's going on around us, and that's not to say that we're holier than thou. It's just like, I mean, what's going around us and what's going on in our lives and stuff like that, and just look at everything.
I'm kind of surprised. This was your song.
Right.
I always associated the power songs, the songs with, like, power courses with Amy, and, I'm sorry, and more the melodic or acoustic sound or harmonies with you, really. And is this emerging, kind of like emerging in the styles now? I mean, collaboration work between you two. Are your musical tastes very similar?
No,
not at all.
We collaborate on arrangements, and that's the only thing that's a big thing, I would say, but our musical tastes are very opposite. But, like, I love everything she writes, pretty much. I mean, there hasn't really been anything I have disliked.
I mean, I don't like anything Amy writes. So.
You heard it here first.
No, she's just going through phases.
I've been a ballad writer, like, all my life, and much more, like, Joni Mitchell style, and I'm just, like, moving away from that a little bit. Not in any drastic change, but Amy's always been able to write, like, you know, different kinds of stuff, like, yeah.
Okay, well, I think this would probably be a good time to play something from your last album, Strange Fire. So, if you'd like to, let's introduce Walk Away. And that was...
Wow, no one ever plays that song. It's so long. It's a really depressing song. It's really bitter, but it's not. I mean, I didn't mean it in that way, because there's a line in it that says, I'm a pillar of salt. This is the last time I'll ever look around or turn around or whatever I say. That's supposed to be the hopeful part in the song, where someone is not just a relationship, but whatever you're not happy with, you're walking away from it, and you're going to stop yourself from stagnating anymore.
Okay.
So it's supposed to be hopeful.
Okay, so this is Walk Away on 90.5 FM.